Let's jump overseas now. Jacqueline Magne, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Not too bad. Did you go and watch the Wallabies?
I did. It was fabulous at Twickenham on a Saturday night, and nice. There were 48,000 people, and wow. It was fabulous atmosphere, and it was terrific to see the Wallabies, well, end the rugby championship with a win. But Michael Checker was extremely pleased with how his rookie players came through, because the Argentinian pack is, you know, it's pretty solid, and it really tests, you know, our new forwards combinations. You know, we've got, you know, some rookies came on, and, you know, the tall lock pairing, you know, Adam Coleman and Rory Arnold, they were quite impressive and were very strong in the line-out. So there's some real progress being seen in the Australian side, which they need to have, because they are playing the All Blacks in a couple of weeks. But, you know, they seem quite buoyed by being able to take on the All Blacks, even though they had this amazing, you know, victory against South Africa. And they're certainly in hot form, whether the Wallabies will be able to contain them at Eden Park, of course, too. That's just going to be very, very difficult.
I'm yet to be convinced we're getting any better. So, anyway.
Well, against the Wallabies. I mean, All Blacks.
I am convinced.
Are you okay?
Because it's about, we needed a generational change, and we're getting it. And there's been 11 new players this season. They've got to get the experience, and they're getting it.
Yeah, I think Argentina and New Zealand have blooded more new players this year than the Wallabies have. Which is...
Well, I think when you've got, you know, when you're putting people like Slipper on the bench and Rob Simmons, you know, not playing.
Yeah.
You know, I think there is change, and I think that we'll see
there is
that.
Change, but every other nation has changed after the World Cup as well. So,
I'm okay. I mean, we'll see that, you know, when the Wallabies come back over here and see how they go against England. And there's been some big drama here with Eddie Jones, because he's brought together all of the English players for training, and three of them have got quite serious injuries now. And he's under a lot of fire from the club team, saying, hey, you know, we want these players in a fit state for our club matches. And so there's a lot of tension between the clubs and the national side at the moment.
He'll just tell them to toughen up, I imagine.
And now, Jack, the IOC are planning a complete restructure of WADA.
Well, yes, they want to give it more powers, and they want WADA to do its own drug testing. So this will mean that WADA will be the overarching drug testing authority, be able to go into countries all around the world, fill gaps where the national anti-doping agencies are not perhaps doing the job that we think that they should be doing. It will require an enormous amount of money, half funded by governments, half by the IOC, so they're prepared to put in a lot more money into this. And they want the Court of Arbitration for Sport to be the body that hands down the sanctions. So again, removing the decision-making of any sanctions away from any conflicts of interest within either the sporting organisations or within countries. So they're trying to make it a far more robust situation, but also for the IOC to have far more control over how the drug testing is implemented. There will be another meeting on this next month. So this is their proposal. They've put it out there, and the World Anti-Doping Agency, so far, Craig Reedy, the boss there, says he's looking at it and he's quite heartened by what the IOC is proposing.
What the hell is Lewis Hamilton up to lately?
Well, if you talk to some of the Mercedes, or certainly some of the people who are at Suzuka, they were saying, you know, he's having a meltdown. And that's the headlines over here at the moment, but he's losing it. But Toto Wolff, the Mercedes team director, he said actually his start at Suzuka, he went from, you know, on the front row there down to eight, was a clutch issue, and they're been having troubles with that for some time. So he wasn't blaming Lewis Hamilton, but Lewis Hamilton has flown back in a private jet for kind of crisis talks. It looks like he won't win the championship, but because Nico Rosberg now has quite significant lead, although if Rosberg fails to finish in one of the next four races, then it could open the way for Hamilton to rival him for that title. Daniel Ricciardo has no chance. We've kind of known that for a little while, but theoretically and mathematically, he can't make any headway there on the a title. But who knows? I mean, Mercedes has won the Constructors' Championship, so they've got a big party tomorrow, so maybe Lewis Hamilton will be in a much better mood once he has a few champagnes.
Yeah, he's 33 points behind, and there are 100 points available in the season. So mathematically, he's a chance, but Rosberg is just too good at the moment, it seems.
Well, I mean, Lewis Hamilton has had a lot of mechanical problems, and we saw last week when Daniel Ricciardo won, you know, his engine blew up. He's had four major mechanical issues this year, more than anybody else. So he hasn't had the best of luck, and who knows? You know, with Formula One, you can't say Rosberg's got it nailed on at this point, I don't think. Maybe right after the next race. But
and we'll discuss this further throughout the morning, but Wayne Rooney has been dropped from that England side as well. So his sort of career at that national level and even at Man U's a bit in the balance, Jack.
Yes, and we spoke about this a little while ago, didn't we? And Colleen Rooney has come out on Twitter and attacked all the people who have been a little bit vicious in the reaction to Wayne Rooney and says, you know, we're not plastic people, money's not coming to it, please leave us alone, you know. Our little son, a six-year-old, he's got a dad. He doesn't like being booed because he did get booed playing or on the bench last week playing for Man United. The new coach, Gareth Southgate, he is saying he supports Wayne Rooney but that it's a strategic decision to put him on the bench. He's not saying that he's totally sidelined him. And Wayne Rooney was sitting at that press conference next to him saying he accepts the decision and he wants to find his way back into the team.
Thank you, Jack. Great job.
Thanks, guys.